tent here, Sarah.
I don't know, Mandy. I was thinking farther this way.
Your parents said we couldn't go too far away from your uncle's house. I can barely even see the house from here.
Yeah, okay. This will work. Do you have the tent pegs?
Here. They're in my backpack. I wonder what's happening in Odyssey right now.
Forget Odyssey. Don't even talk about it. We drove for hours to get away from Odyssey, and I'd like to relax this weekend. No schoolwork, no studying, just camping. That's all.
Sounds good to me.
This is gonna be fun. My mom said there was a creek nearby. Why don't we go look for it after we eat?
Sarah!
What?
Somebody's over there.
I don't see anyone.
I think he ducked behind that tree. It was a boy. Hello?
Are you sure it wasn't a bear or something?
Wearing a blue windbreaker?
There he is!
He's running away!
Hey! Weird. Maybe we should camp closer to my uncle's house.
Maybe.
He was just standing there watching us?
Yeah.
Creepy. You think we should tell my parents?
No, because I think I recognized him.
How could that be? You don't know anybody around here. Who did you think it was?
It looked like Jared.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Footprints. They look like an adult's.
What was that?
Glassified.
What happened to you anyways?
I'm sorry. I can't discuss that.
Would you excuse me for a moment?
You don't believe any of this stuff, do you, Mr. Whittaker? In this creek? I think I just saw one. Mandy?
What was he doing here?
Mandy, it was not him. There's no way.
You saw him run? Don't you remember how he kind of lurched forward when he ran? Like he was about to fall down?
You know where lurching is common? In crazy people. There was a crazy person watching us.
It wasn't a crazy person. It was Jared.
Did you hear what you just said?
Why not? No one knows where he moved when he left Odyssey.
Yeah, but why would he run away?
I don't know. He was always doing weird things in Odyssey.
Uh-oh.
What?
Mandy, don't look over there.
Where?
Right where you're looking. Don't look. The kid's back.
Jared?
He looks too tall for Jared.
Well, he could have grown since we saw him last. It has been a while.
He's up in that tree watching us. And I think he's wearing night vision goggles. It's Jared. Let's get him.
Are we sure it's him?
Mandy, there's someone up in a tree watching us with night vision goggles at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Who else could it be?
Good point. What do we do?
On the count of three, we run and get him. One, two, three! Jared, you can't get away from us by climbing up the tree.
We know you're there.
Okay, cut it out with the squirrel noises. Come on down. Yep, it's Jared.
Are you okay?
Hey, don't run away.
No, I'll blow in there.
What is he doing?
Being Jared.
Should we chase him?
We always could outrun him.
Let's go.
Jared! Stop! Where did he go?
I lost him.
He's gotten taller and faster.
Psst! In the bushes.
Oh, come on out, Jared.
We're tired of running. Now stop playing around.
Is anyone else with you?
No. What's the matter?
You don't think you were followed?
No.
Has anyone unknown to you asked you to carry something?
Jared, would you just get out here?
Come around the bush, into the cave.
Are we really going in there with him?
Aren't you curious?
Hurry, come on, guys, all the way inside. Don't just stand there, someone could see you.
Wow. What is this, a laboratory?
Okay, how did you find me?
What do you mean? You're the one who found us.
I mean in these woods. How did you know to look for me here?
We didn't come to look for you. We're just camping.
You're trying to tell me of all the patches of woods in all the world that you just happened to walk into mine?
Your woods? You live around here? It looks like he lives in this cave. He has a bed in here.
The bed's in case someone commandeers my house.
Is this spy equipment?
Oh boy, I may have to use my memory eraser on you.
Why were you watching us?
I had to make sure it was you.
So, why didn't you just come up and talk to us?
I can't be too careful. Oh, don't touch that, it may be radioactive.
Man, Jared, it's been a long time. I figure you'd be a better host. Yeah, what happened to you anyways? You left Odyssey so fast.
I can't talk about that.
Nobody's even heard from you.
I can't talk about that either.
You didn't even tell anyone you were leaving.
I'm not at liberty to discuss that.
Why did you come here?
That's classified information reserved only for the U.S. Department of... Well, I can't tell you what department. Hey, how about we talk about Odyssey? How's my good buddy Dwayne?
I'm sorry, I can't discuss that.
How's Wits End?
Classified.
Are you in some kind of trouble, Jared?
Not really. Oh, I've told you too much.
Too much? You haven't told us anything.
I really can't tell you.
Fine then, we can't tell you anything about Odyssey. We're leaving.
Maybe that's best, but remember, you were never here.
Right. Come on, Mandy. Okay. See you later, Jared. I couldn't get comfortable last night. There were rocks poking me in the back.
Ooh, I would have slept better if you hadn't talked all night.
I talk in my sleep?
Yeah, and you snore too.
Jared! You scared us! What are you doing?
Waiting for you guys to get up.
How long have you been sitting there?
A few minutes. I thought we could hang out.
Why should we? You won't even tell us why you're here.
Well, I could show you a lot of cool stuff around here, like there's this ravine and a nice deep place in the creek with a tree swing and some great hiking trails and a quarry with all these animal fossils.
A tree swing? I think we can be our own tour guides. A tree swing?
Suit yourself, but you'll never find these places on your own.
I like tree swings, Sarah.
All right, we'll go with you.
Great! Oh, this is the best part. We can get across the creek up here.
Jared, we're kind of tired.
There's some really cool stuff on the other side. Have you ever seen quicksand? The quicksand
He's been hanging around us all day. He does seem a little clingy.
He didn't even like me in Odyssey. I say we try and lose him.
Lose him?
I've got an idea.
Hey, why'd you stop? What's wrong? The stone bridge is right up here.
You know what, Jared? We're beat. I think we're gonna go back to our tent and braid each other's hair.
Oh. Okay.
So I guess we'll see you later then.
Yeah. Bye, Jared.
Wait. Can I come with you?
You wanna watch us braid?
Sure. I mean, I've always been interested in hair art.
It's really boring. Total girl stuff. You should probably go on home.
Well, okay.
It's nice to be out here and not have to worry about homework or chores.
Or Mr. Burnett's pop quizzes.
I don't mind Mr. Burnett's class.
Why? Because you think he's cute?
No, of course not. Do you think he's cute?
Definitely.
Yeah, me too.
Mr. Hoobler's pretty cute, too.
Except he's got a weird haircut. What do you think about Mr. Sanchez?
You think Mr. Sanchez is cute?
I didn't say that.
He's nice. He's a good math teacher, but cute?
Well...
Mr. Sanchez has nice hair, but he really doesn't have a mind of his own. To him, 2 + 2 always, always equaled 4. That made me question his motives. What?
What are you doing here?
Well, you're not braiding anymore, so I thought I'd come back.
Jared, listen. Mandy and I came camping because we wanted to be together and do stuff by ourselves. Now we'd like to take a walk without you.
Oh. You want to be alone?
Yes.
You too, Mandy?
Well, it was great seeing you, but... yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
We'll be gone for a few hours.
Take as long as you want.
All right. Bye.
You want to know my secret?
What?
I'm ready to tell you my secret.
About why you're out here?
Yes, yes. I'll tell you everything.
Okay.
Come closer. I have to say this quietly.
All right.
Okay. The reason my family and I move so quickly is because we're in the Federal Witness Protection Program.
Get out!
Shh! My father was an accountant for a company called Andromeda. They owned, like, everybody. He stumbled on information that Andromeda was doing something illegal, so he went to the FBI. They asked him to work undercover to find out whatever he could. But then, a few days later, my dad found a spy camera hidden in a book in his office. Obviously, his cover was blown. The FBI thinks Andromeda planted the camera. So they pulled us out of there and put us here until my dad can testify against them in court.
Get out of here.
It's true.
You're paranoid, just like you always were.
I'm not.
Yeah, right. Where do you live? Underground?
No. I live in a safe house.
What's that?
It's in the middle of the woods on the other side of the hill. You can't miss it. It's got a big fence with a razor wire on top of it.
What? With German shepherds and guys with guns guarding it?
No. Don't be silly.
So, how did you get out?
I cut a hole in the fence.
We're leaving.
Wait. I'm telling you, this is real and it's very dangerous. I wouldn't want to be living in Odyssey right now. Andromeda's coming after all of you, and then they're going to go international. Nobody's safe.
Jared!
Governments will be overthrown.
Jared!
Entire cities will disappear. Every major political office in the United States will be held by genetically engineered cockroaches.
What?
Well, okay, the last one was just a theory, but...
ugh, we don't care.
You don't care? Are you nuts? This is the biggest thing since, quote-unquote, World War II. Do you have any idea what chance I'm taking by even telling you this? Whoa. You're not wearing a wire, are you?
A wire?
No.
Okay. If anything happens to me, there's a loose floorboard in my room here. It's upstairs, the northwest corner bedroom. I'll try to communicate with you before they take me away.
Yeah, that part I believe. They're definitely gonna take you away.
So you do believe me?
No, I don't.
Mandy?
I don't know. It sounds kind of weird.
Now we are going on our walk. We need some time away from you.
Haven't you already had enough time? I mean... it's been years.
No, we need some more. We'll talk to you later.
All right. I understand.
Come on, Mandy.
Bye, Jared.
How many marshmallows are you going to eat?
I haven't had that many.
You practically ate half the bag.
I burned most of them.
Hey, guys.
Oh! Jared!
I almost fell in the fire.
Sorry about that. So, have you had enough time away from me yet?
Maybe another year or so. That should do it.
That's a good one. Hey, are you going to eat that burnt marshmallow?
No. Live it up.
This is great. I've got some more stuff on Andromeda. You want to hear it?
No, we don't. You know, Jared, I've been looking forward to this weekend for months, and now we only have one more day, and I'd like to spend it with my friend. So go annoy somebody else.
There is nobody else. I have to stay at home at all times. The police have me isolated. I'm sorry, I just thought it'd be cool to be with my old friends for a little bit.
Get off it, Jared. The police don't have you isolated.
Hello, Jim.
Oh, man.
What are you doing?
Having a campfire.
Who are your friends?
Just some people I ran into.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Who are you?
Just a friend of Jim's.
Why are you calling him Jim?
That's what he told me his name was. Why? What did he tell you?
His name is Jared.
Well, he's been known to tell a few whoppers now and then, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
We have to go now, Jim.
Yes, sir.
Jared, who is that?
I can't say. Meet me in the cave at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
We need to hurry.
Okay, I'm coming. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Was that Jared's dad?
No.
Then who was it?
I don't know.
I'm thinking we should go to the cave tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is probably just a big game he's playing. That guy was a friend of his, and he's just trying to scare us.
Jared wouldn't go that far, would he?
He saw we weren't buying his story, so he set the whole thing up.
I don't think so.
Wait a minute. Are you believing this stuff?
I'm not sure what to believe.
I can tell you what to believe, and it's not Jared. Since when have you paid attention to anything he said anyway?
There was just something about him that was different this time.
What?
I've never seen him so... I don't know. Human.
What do you mean?
Did you hear what he called us? His old friends. He's never called me a friend before.
That's because you weren't his friend before. He had no friends before.
But he seems so lonely. And it would make sense if he really is holed up in a house behind razor wire.
Do you feel sorry for him?
I guess I do.
That could very easily be part of his plan. Coming here was probably a waste of time.
We'll soon find out. Here's the cave. Jared?
It's empty.
Jared, are you here?
Where did all of his spy gadgets go? Is this the right cave?
Yes. Sarah, look at this.
What?
Footprints. They look like an adult's. Maybe it was the guy who took him away last night. You know, if the things Jared said to us are true, then he probably got into a lot of trouble talking to us.
No way.
Maybe Jared had to leave because of what he told us.
I still don't believe it.
There's one way to find out. Let's look for his house. He said it was on the other side of the hill.
We are on the other side. I don't see anything.
Wait a minute. Look.
What?
It's a fence. He said there was a high fence around his house with razor wire on the top of it.
And a hole he could get through.
Come on. Sarah, over here. I found it.
Can we even squeeze through that?
If he did it, we can do it.
Abandoned. See, I told you he lied to us.
The door's open.
Mandy.
If it's abandoned, we can go in, I guess. Hello? Let's go upstairs.
Why?
Remember he said there was a loose floorboard in his room with a secret compartment? Let's see if we can find it.
Whatever.
It's awfully clean for an abandoned house.
It doesn't make sense, though. Nobody could move out that fast.
They left Odyssey in about 5 minutes. They could leave here that fast, too.
You're getting to be as bad as Jared.
He said his room was in the northwest corner.
That one, I guess.
Help me look for the loose floorboard.
Oh, brother.
Here, I found it.
What is it?
A piece of paper with writing on it.
It's gibberish, random letters.
Wait a minute. Do you remember when Jared was predicting the adult revolution, and he gave secret codes to all the kids in school?
Right, so we could communicate without adults knowing what we were talking about.
Yeah, he may be using the same code here. Do you still have it?
I doubt it.
I think I might. Let's take this back to Odyssey.
It was so weird seeing Jared again.
Oh, did he seem well?
He was up to his old tricks, thinking everything is a plot against him.
Oh.
He had all this spy equipment set up in a cave in the woods.
Yeah, that does sound like Jared.
And he had this whole big story about being in the Federal Witness Protection Program.
Sarah, I decoded it.
Oh, hi, Mandy.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker. I decoded the message.
What does it say?
It's weird. It just says, moved again. Beware Andromeda.
Andromeda?
Oh, it's this whole thing Jared made up. He said his dad worked for Andromeda, and that he had information about their illegal activities.
So he went to the FBI, and then his father found a hidden camera in a book in his office. So
Wait, I'm sorry, Mandy, what was that?
What?
What you said about the camera.
He said his father found a camera that was hidden in a book in his office. So the FBI put him in the witness protection program.
I see. And that's all he said about the camera?
I think so.
Yeah, that was it. You don't believe any of this stuff, do you, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, I don't know. Would you excuse me for a moment?
I wonder what's wrong with Mr. Whittaker.
This is exactly the effect Jared has on people.
Hi, it's Whit. Oh, yeah, doing great, thanks. Listen, I'm looking for information about a company called Andromeda. Have you ever heard of it? Well, do you think you could find out for me? It's important.
So, do you think Jared's telling the truth? Maybe it would help if we looked at the facts. First, let's peek into Jared's past and see if we can find any evidence that his imagination is a little out of control.
I'll get it. Hello?
Agent 503X, is this line secure?
Huh?
Is your phone line tapped?
I don't think so.
Good. This is to let you know that the kookabird is in the banana tree.
Jared, are you all right?
Shh. I'm not Jared. I'm Agent 3XQ.
Well, listen, Q. I'm really sorry about your kookabird.
Ooh, Dwayne! I mean, 503X. Don't you remember the secret code?
Oh, yeah. Sarah's in the playhouse.
Never mind.
I can't believe Mr. Clay didn't give me credit for number 17.
It's wrong, Jared.
But it's totally a matter of opinion, Mandy.
It's not a matter of opinion. John F. Kennedy did not shoot Abraham Lincoln.
Sure. That's what they want you to think.
Jared, I know you're in there. Open up. Jared, open this door right now.
Jared, run away to Mexico. Mom, what are you doing?
Sorry. I was trying to put some of your clothes away, and I knocked over your alarm clock.
Then why are you touching my wallet?
I knocked it on the floor.
You knocked both the alarm clock and my wallet on the floor?
Yes.
That must have been quite an accident.
Oh, yes, I guess so. Go back to sleep, Jared.
Knocked over my wallet. Likely story. She was going to take it. This has Mr. Whittaker written all over it. He can't get me to waste my money, so now he's trying to pilfer it. And he's even got my parents involved. He'll stop at nothing. I have to hide it. Yes, no. He's expecting that. In fact, he's probably got cameras all over the house. I got it. I'll bury it.
Now, let's look at Jared's past for examples of those times when he was level-headed, honest, and had both feet firmly planted in reality. It's probably a good thing that Whit's going to investigate this further. You know, I can't wait to find out what he'll come up with next. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Strange Boy in a Strange Land was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Rob Jorgensen. And our executive producer is Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.